With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, if you want to check us out on TV. Brought to you, as always, by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, September 29th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
That is the foursome. It is a pro football focus Tuesday. Sam Monson's going to join us a little bit later in the program. And we'll talk about where the Washington football team quarterback ranks in their quarterback rankings. It's not high. Obviously, throughout the show, we will talk about what Ron Rivera said yesterday about his quarterback. He did say that there's a cutoff point. Doesn't know when that would come, but it certainly wasn't an endorsement that he's just going to play the rest of the season. So we will talk about that. We hit the scans at 7 o'clock with Rick Snyder, columnist for thefandc.com. Rick is one of those guys, EB, who defends the lack of timeout usage.
It makes no sense.
We'll get into it then.
Makes no sense.
His team, no timeouts.
I just love how Rivera clearly, is being honest. You know, you don't get an opportunity to just be terrible for 16 weeks in this league. Nobody can. You know, there is a cutoff point at some point. Now, hopefully, we don't reach that. Hopefully, he just starts turning it around and plays better. He's got a difficult task, obviously, with the Ravens this week. Despite that kind
especially
of a mess.
Especially after a loss.
Yeah, I mean they're going to be pissed off. So. That'll be a very, very tough game, but hopefully he could play better and start to show signs.
Yeah, he also said he doesn't want to hear the garbage excuses that he's a rookie. That's over.
Yeah, who's a rookie? Dwayne?
He's not a rookie.
He's not a rookie.
I know, but a lot of people will keep pointing out, he's only had 10 starts. He's a young guy, didn't start much in college. He's over it.
What's interesting is his comments were a lot tougher after he watched the film.
Yep.
You know, like after the game, he's very defensive. And look, he's my guy. I'm going to stand by him. Then he watched the film. And he's like, I don't know.
Maybe I can't move on.
We got a lot of guys over here busting their ass, and we can't just keep turning the ball over like that. Yeah. So, which is just common sense, total common sense. I mean, look, in a perfect world, you want to give the kid 16 straight games and see what he's got. But if, after 7 or 8 duds, at some point, sometimes you have to move on. So we'll see. Hopefully it doesn't reach that point.
He said he's still learning and growing, but he's no longer a rookie. So a little tough love from Coach Ron Rivera yesterday. But you mentioned the next opponent, the Baltimore Ravens. Everybody was fired up to watch that Monday night matchup last night.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs just gave him the business, particularly in the first half.
They're so good.
Patrick Mahomes was on fire.
I mean, their play calling, their play design – I mean, they're throwing the tackles.
Their talent.
Their underhand passes.
I mean, it was great, but I was getting a little – I'm sure Valdez will agree with me because he's clearly pro-Ravens. So much gushing over and fawning over the play calling.
Were they?
It was incessant. And it was great. It was, I mean, it was like the underhand shovel pass to Sherman for the touchdown.
The play design on that was sick.
It was great, but I was tiring of it. Maybe it was just me.
I watched the game with no sound because I had something else that I was watching on my TV. I can't remember what it was.
Stanley Cup.
No, but I had it on my computer with no sound, and I was watching something else on TV. So I was watching the game with no sound, so I didn't hear them fawning over it.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I was sitting there watching that, going, "Wow, they're just at another level."
Yeah.
Well, Mahomes is on a different level, and I saw something that went viral. I don't know if you guys saw it, where he counted 1, 2, 3, 4, which was a shot a little bit at Lamar Jackson. It can be interpreted that way, who was named the number one player on the top 100 list where they vote. And
Mahomes was 4.
Mahomes was 4.
Yeah.
And the backpedal throw was unbelievable to me. Mm-hmm. He's buying time, backing up, and then zips it 50 yards downfield right on point. He's a great, great quarterback.
Yes, the thing is that we criticize Haskins for not having great footwork and stuff. That wasn't necessarily great footwork. He just threw an accurate, silly pass.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Some guys, I guess, can get away with it.
He's just unorthodox.
He just has it. That's what he's got.
Yeah.
And Lamar's good. He's just not in Mahomes' class. And it's probably Lamar's worst game as a pro.
Yeah, didn't even get to 100 yards passing.
I mean, it's got to be pretty close.
He did have a nice pass to Mark Andrews in the end zone that Andrews didn't bring down.
Well, Andrews had a horrible game.
He should have that one.
By the way, I want to thank Lamar and Andrews for combined 18 fantasy points last night.
That's not going to win you a lot of games.
I looked at that my score and I said, I've got to win this. I mean, Lamar's going to put up mid-20s. Andrews, he usually throws to Andrews in the end zone. I should get mid-20s to mid-30s. Nope, lost by 4.
Well, I want to thank your boy, The Edge.
Edgy Smedgy.
Who gave me the worst, literally the worst prop I've ever had. Because I was saying, look, somebody help me with props. I went 3-7 over the weekend. I need some props. So your boy, The Edge, who's up $7 million in gambling, said, J.K. Dobbins over, whatever it is. Dobbins carried the ball one time at 6 yards.
I hope it was the receiving prop because he did lead the Ravens in receiving.
Rushing.
Yeah, it was rushing.
He had one carry. Gus Edwards looked like a monster. They never gave him the ball.
That's a terrible bet by him. I mean, through 3 weeks, and Valdez can back this up, you don't know who's going to lead that team in rushing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Dobbins.
I just relied on The Edge in his $7 million account.
Most of the time it's going to be Lamar. But after that, you just don't know if it's Ingram. Does Dobbins pop up and lead? Is it Edwards? You just don't know at this point.
He doesn't give Dobbins enough carries.
No.
Ingram does nothing. I don't know why he doesn't. Harbaugh's got to give Dobbins more carries.
They're going to move on from Ingram, I feel like, after this game.
Good, move on from him.
He looks very slow.
I mean, that's why you drafted Dobbins high. Let him carry the ball.
But Dobbins has been the receiving third down back primarily. He hasn't gotten that many carries, but Ingram looks very slow.
I don't know what The Edge was thinking.
I thought that Dobbins would be kind of featured more this game than in previous weeks, but I guess they believe in Ingram.
Maybe next week.
Well, I actually texted The Edgy on yesterday, right before the game, and I said, "What's the play? What play do you like?" He goes, "Can't find J.K. Dobbins rushing yards prop, so no play. Two good teams, no real edge, unless you can tell early Chiefs can't stop run." So he didn't give me that one.
Well, he gave it to me. Luckily, my silliness took Mahomes over 1.5 touchdowns, which I'm just going to do every week. That's just crazy.
That should be in every week. But Russell Wilson every week.
Then Mahomes over like 19 yards rushing. Thank God he got it on his last carry. Got me over that one.
You're becoming the king of the prop bet.
They're easier to hit, I feel like.
I hit the Chiefs and the Chiefs over tees last night. And I did about 10 props, went 7-3 on props. Had a good night last night.
That's a good night. That's solid.
Well, a lot of people were tweeting that it turns out that the Chiefs were playing opossum on the Ravens.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean.
But you know what? I didn't watch the whole game, but.
I can tell you everything you want to know about the game.
Okay, well, didn't the Ravens had opportunities? At 27-20.
Here's the worst part. Lamar sucked. Yeah. And he didn't bring his A game, probably brought his C-minus game. Mm-hmm. And the worst part about it is there was an opportunity to tie the game when the team was playing so poorly.
Right.
All but the Chiefs put together a big drive.
Yeah, it was 13-play drive.
Seven, well, they cut it to seven.
They cut it to seven, and the defense, I don't know if they're gassed or part of the problem is they have zero pass rush. That needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
Judon's on a franchise tag, and he wants to make over $17.5 million as an edge rusher.
The quarterback.
He hasn't had a single sack through three games.
Meanwhile, on the other side, Chris Jones is just a monster.
Well, that's a glaring issue for the team is that they desperately miss Marshall Yanda. Mm-hmm. They're all pro guard.
Yeah.
Because Orlando Brown, who plays next to him, has regressed, taking a step back.
Isn't Yanda busy like losing a bunch of weight?
Yeah,
he's lost
about 150 pounds.
Getting silly.
His glutes are silly because he's riding a bike.
Oh, they're like mine.
Well,
Ty Phillips is their rookie. He's serviceable at running. Can't do a pass block. Skura had a season-ending injury. That's their center. He can't move like he used to. And so the middle of the line is a sieve.
Look at this OL breakdown. I like it, Valdez.
This is how you beat the Ravens. This is the new way to do it. Beforehand, it was putting all those defensive backs and safeties, kind of like what the Chargers did. And then the Browns kind of did that in week one, and I feel like Roman and Lamar kind of adapted. But the new way to beat them is that you bring the edges up the field, and then you're able to get pressure up the middle, and that really gets into the throwing lanes of Lamar, and it kind of bottles them in. And so that's the new way to beat the Ravens, and it worked to perfection last night.
Potential upset at the hands of the WFT in week four?
I think you're going a little too far there.
No.
Last I checked, and we're going to talk to Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus
maybe
at 9 o'clock. If you look at quarterback rankings, Patrick Mahomes is at the top, and Dwayne Haskins is at the bottom.
I completely understand.
And I can feel the frustration.
I think the Ravens bring out their frustration on Washington on Sunday.
I can feel the frustration from Valdez, but the reality is the Chiefs have their number offensively.
Right.
So they have their way offensively against the Ravens. Now, I can understand the frustration that the offense didn't do what you want. They also didn't have as much of a chance because you had a kick return. But the Chiefs put together some long drives. They would have been completely out of the game.
But the problem is, and what's frustrating is, the Ravens are typically, whenever a team is a thorn in their side, and they typically seem to exercise their demons to kind of get over the hump a little bit. They did that with like the Patriots in 2012. Before that, it was the Steelers. And the Chiefs are kind of turning into that team. Typically the coaching staff game plans pretty well, and they seem to rise to the occasion. Except last night they were just completely outcoached, completely flat,
and Lamar was bad.
All aspects of the game, and you didn't even have a chance to win the way that
he wasn't terrible. I'll defend Lamar. He was inaccurate on a couple of throws.
He was bad, JP.
The reason why I'm not going to say he was terrible is because if you include the running aspect. You know, he ran for a bunch of first downs and had a bunch of yards running. He wasn't great. He could have been picked off late in the game.
No, he had a receiver.
He threw for 97 yards. He was bad.
You know, but he didn't
That's
need.
Bad.
But the problem is that for some reason, I don't think it's bad for him to throw like everyone thinks it is. But in the situations when you're second and three, third and three, when you're driving and then you refuse to run it when you're getting 10 yards a pop.
Yeah.
It just makes you scratch your head a little bit.
Yeah.
It's confusing. And for some reason, they completely lose their identity. And they just kind of go get shell-shocked almost.
Well, look, they're not in Kansas City's class. They've proven that the last two games they've played them. But it's early. Anything can happen. Now, maybe Kansas City is the one seed and they get the bye. And Baltimore's ultimately going to have to go to Kansas City. Let's see what happens. They'll learn from it. I really think they got to get Dobbins more involved, man. I really do.
I think their biggest issue is the pass rush. It's completely non-existent. You can't get home with four or even five guys. You got to bring the house.
Martindale likes to blitz too. He always likes to blitz.
Well, he does like the blitz, but the first 2 weeks he didn't blitz as much as usual. And then Reed just had a great game plan where they used the blitz against Martindale, but they can't get home with four or five guys.
Haskins might arm up.
They got to bring a house.
Here's the thing.
You're trying to stir the pot.
I'm rooting for my boys.
I hope we can keep
it close and maybe steal it, but it's unlikely because watching Jackson run, like, just think about what Kyler did to him.
Right.
He was running around.
Huge problem.
Lamar might run for 100.
Another level.
Yeah.
So, I, you know... the Washington's got their hands full.
Well, not
It'll
just that,
mess,
but Ioannidis out for the year. Chase Young probably not going to play. I would assume he's out for a couple weeks.
And you don't think Mark Andrews is going to have his worst game probably as a pro in back-to-back weeks?
Yeah, he looked bad. I don't know. I don't know if he got kind of dinged up.
Well, he got nicked up late.
Yeah.
Like when he almost made that one-handed grab in the end zone.
Well, there was a point where it was Lamar's only touchdown pass. Andrews was out. They had their backup, Nick Boyle, in.
Yep.
And by the way, how do you let Tyreek Hill get behind you?
Trust me, super fast. It's weird. It's weird.
You got to play like a deep safety. You can't let Tyreek Hill get by you. That's ridiculous.
Is it Deshaun Elliott slow? You know, I thought we wouldn't miss a beat with Earl Thomas out, but obviously we miss him. And you have two All-Pro cornerbacks that just got completely abused by the wide receivers.
Well, it was also the touchdown pass was a perfect throw from Mahomes. He dropped him perfectly.
He was wide open.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different one, but there was one where he just threw it right over Peter's head perfectly. I thought that was the touchdown to Hill.
I don't know.
That might have been Hardman.
It was the touchdown to Hill. It was an amazing throw.
Oh, maybe it was Hardman.
So it was just
then.
A beautiful throw to Hill.
Just on the paper, it seems like the Ravens are a very complete team, but they have a ton of pimples.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number if you want to chime in on the AAA Always On Call listener line, 800-636-1067. You can also text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message data charges may apply, and tweet us at Junks Radio. It is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday on the Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you as always by our friends at Crop Metcalf. You want to chime in? You call us on the AAA Always On Call listener line, 800-636-1067. We were talking about what the Chiefs did to the Ravens last night. A couple people want to chime in. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go to line one. Let's go to Marvin and Landover. Marvin, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Junks?
Hey, Marvin. Hey,
what's up, Marvin?
How are you?
I'm doing good. Look, if anybody thinks that the Ravens are a bad team because what Patrick Mahomes did to them, they're kind of like being delusional. It's about matchups, and no one can present the speed mismatches that the Kansas City can do to teams. It broke down the number one thing that the Ravens like to do, which is their man-to-man defense. I mean, they play man-to-man across the board, and that's just a recipe for disaster against Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, the slow person, which is supposed to be Sammy Watkins, You know, it's just and they have one of the best tight ends in the league. So it was just a terrible matchup for what they do best on defense.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you watch the previous game? I'm curious. What did the Chargers do to slow down the Chiefs? Because we all understand the Chiefs have a ton of weapons and they've got a great quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. But the Chargers in week two, it was an overtime game, could have easily won that game.
Well, I'll tell you the difference is that that's not the Chargers' number one thing on defense is to play man-to-man. They have good corners. They play with a lot of discipline in their zones. And they kept two safeties back the whole game and said, well, beat us underneath. You're going to have to keep doing that. And plus, they had great pass rushers. So right. What happened was they made them hold the ball and have great pass rushers, and they put a lot of, like, emphasis on making him hold the ball because of that. And Bosa and Ingram were really, like, on them the whole game. And that was the difference. It really is. The philosophies were the differences last night. And if the Washington football team think they could do the same thing, it'd be ridiculous because they just don't have great wide receivers. They have one wide receiver who's a mismatch. And what happens is they'll take him away, and then what do you really do? It's like, you know, basketball. When you have LeBron, you can do more things than other people. And it's just how it is. They have so much speed, it's just kind of a ridiculous mismatch.
Marvin, were you a Largo High School guy?
No, I'm a High Point High School guy.
Nice.
That might be worse.
PG County guy right there.
No, through that through. Hurts, man. Come on now.
I'm
What's
kidding.
Wrong with High Point?
Come on, I'm kidding.
Thank okay, you, Marvin.
Thanks, all right. Here's the other thing the Chargers did in that game is they've got Eckler and they have Josh Kelly. And both those guys ran for a decent amount of yards against the Chiefs to keep Mahomes off the field. So, you know, last night, besides Jackson, no one could run the ball for Baltimore. But in the Charger game, they ran for about 200 yards. So that was another difference. Plus, he brings up a good point. I mean, the Chargers have Bosa.
Mm-hmm. They only sacked him once, though, in that game. Though they did get more quarterback hits than the Ravens did last night. Ravens only hit Mahomes five times, didn't sack him once.
Well, I don't know. My only hope is maybe maybe Washington, Jack Del Rio, and those guys can see the film and see kind of what they did defensively and try to do their best impersonation of it.
What's the early line on this game? Is it out yet?
I heard 14.
13.5, 14, somewhere in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a hefty number.
I'd stay away from it. I mean, I'm out of the business of trying to get the Washington to cover.
Maybe you can tease it. Teams didn't make it work.
Hadn't been working for me.
I might They're start definitely going to be an angry team as they face the team.
Right. I might start diving into some money line parlays next. I don't know. Just pick some faves.
Eric, what got you into gambling all of a sudden?
You're like neck deep.
Because it's all only thing on your mind, and you used to never really care at all about it.
Maybe my silly DraftKings endorsement.
There it is. You have a little extra.
Why did they give you a little juice?
Scratch.
Did they give you some money to put in your account?
No. I just get sized.
Yeah.
Just get sized.
Well, that's not the mullet.
I'm betting peanuts. So
welcome to the world.
I know, but that's mainly like that's just the daily fantasy. You're not doing like the DraftKings sportsbook stuff.
I'm not doing that because I can't.
Yeah.
But
he's got
it's
his
just
own
got,
side hustle.
But it's got it just
like.
It just got me interested, and you know, whenever it becomes available, you know, I'll be look. The bottom line is, it keeps me interested in the other games too. So because otherwise, I couldn't care less. I don't care about the other games, but if I have a little action on it,
I'll tell you what you should do, and you won't, but you should do is you should bet on all four baseball playoff games today because they start at 2:00.
Nice,
and you've got 2, 3, 5, and 7:30, and then tomorrow you've got 8.
I don't have any interest.
Wow.
Well, you will if you bet
you
on
You will if you have money riding
take,
on them.
Take Granke plus 155 today against the Twins. It's a good value.
I don't know. I don't get sized.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067 is the number. Jay is in D.C.
I like
online
the locals
too.
To be involved.
And you like to degen it up on football instead of baseball.
Hey, what's
Let's
up,
be
guys?
Honest.
Yeah.
What's up,
yeah.
Jay?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man. Just to let y'all know, man, we don't have a shot to beat them, the Ravens. Don't bet the money line. Don't bet anything. I'm not a gambler, but I ain't betting.
Right.
Period.
Right.
You got to think like when you play the Chiefs, you know, it's almost like a boa constrictor. The more you breathe, the tighter they get. So your offense, when they're on the field, you're not just playing against that defense. You're playing against that offense as well, because the margin of error is so small. If you you go down the field and you get three, that's still, like I said, that boa constrictor is going to tighten up. The pressure is going to tighten because, you know what I mean, you got to score with them as well. So we don't have a shot. We come out in tough double tight ends. We don't have enough receivers. Dwayne Haskins is not on. I think what he should do, since we don't have a shot, I think he should just go ahead and wave the flag. That way he can have six timeouts at the end of the game.
just forfeit the game.
Yeah, get more timeouts. Since you love timeouts, just
start. He does.
Hey, Jay, are you as irritated as I am that he just sits on these timeouts? And, look, we know he's not going to win some of these games, but you can at least try.
Listen, I coach semi-pro for the Tri-State Bulldogs here in the city.
Okay.
Right? And I'm an offensive coordinator. You can check us out, the ECFA. That's a good little plug right there for myself anyway. But the team takes on the characteristics of your coach. And right. If you're going to give up, man, period. Right. If you're going to give up at any point, you're not talking about we worry about injuries and that. You're playing scared. Right. And then even if we're going to lose the game because, you know what I mean, by trying – what about later on when you expect Dwayne Haskins to get better on later on, maybe 2-3 years down the road? These are experiences that you can bank on of what you did in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left, how you all could think back and correct it. He's terrible. Right. That's terrible, man. I like
hey, Jay, as an offensive coordinator, since let me you lean on your expertise as an offensive coordinator. What do you make of Haskins staring down the receivers?
Doesn't like it.
If you look on the ECFA, you can watch some of our film. And I'm having, you know, like quarterbacks that I have to work with. It's very frustrating, but the quarterback position is a very hard position. Remember, Dwayne didn't play much in college.
Right.
He hasn't played much here in the NFL. So he's still learning a lot, and he didn't have an off season. He worked hard in the off season, but he didn't have the benefit of having a true quarterback coach actually be there with him to rep this. And these are bad habits that you have to break before you can start to develop the correct technique if you're not taught those.
Let me ask you.
At Ohio State.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you something because I have no idea. So when you're playing quarterback, when you drop back, let's say if your primary read is McLaurin on your first, should you actually be looking at somewhere else before you look at McLaurin? Like, what should your eyes do, you know what I mean, before your first read and then you go to your second? Like, how should they manipulate their eyes?
So let me explain to you. It depends on the play call.
Right.
And when Dwayne Haskins is good, when we were moving the ball, Dwayne Haskins, his throws and everything was scripted, and it was in rhythm.
Right.
These plays are designed everywhere. Here, this is where you go with the ball.
1-2-3, go. 1-2-3, boom. Yeah.
Right. Once you hit that back foot, then you deliver the ball. He's not good at improv or ad-libbing off-scripted plays. And so that's what I think is the difference between him. So if you have a play call and you might have a tag route, say, for instance, I go with formation, two wide receivers tight left or something. I call a 784 yo seam, which is a white tight end down the seam. That's a tag route. You kind of want to hit that seam based on what the defense runs. So you're looking there first. But if it's not there, you got to come off of it quick. But it also determines by your receivers and how quick they're getting on their routes and things like that. He was just staring those guys down, man.
Apparently, Jay, I don't know if a lot of people saw it. I know Mitch Titchler had some mic'd up video from training camp. Did you guys see it with Thomas Davis?
Yeah.
And Thomas Davis was saying, he's like, you're staring at him, bro. You're going to get your guy killed.
We played it on the show.
Yeah. I mean,
Haskins seemed like he didn't really want to be tutored by Thomas Davis.
Right,
like, he didn't really want to hear it from him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, and Jay said, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road when Haskins develops, he's got about 2 or 3 games left to develop from the sound of what Ron Rivera is saying.
Right. Got a short leash in the NFL.
There's no 3-year development window.
We don't
here.
Develop quarterbacks the way we did, like with Aikman and those guys, where they get 1-15.
Yeah. Kicks, you and I are probably going to be wrong. I don't know if he's not going to get the full 16.
It's not looking that
way. Not unless he starts putting up numbers.
Not unless he goes out and scorches Valdez's Ravens, which I think
that's
is
not going to happen.
Highly unlikely.
Just doesn't happen in the NFL today where you could be awful for a full season. It just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to turn around. By the way,
Mahomes now, if including the postseason in his career, is 31-8.
Yeah.
Did you see the stat that they flashed of what he does in has done in September starts?
Well, he hasn't lost, has he?
Well, I mean, like numbers wise, I think.
I don't think he's lost a game in September.
No, prior to the end of last night's game, I believe his stat line was 30 touchdowns in September games, zero pickles, zero, in his career.
Yeah, rookie year went 4-0 in September, or I'm sorry, 3-0. Second year went 4-0, so that's 7-0. And then so far this year, what, he's 3-0.
And by the way,
he's 10-0 in September.
Yeah. The MVP race, no doubt about it, Russell Wilson is the overwhelming favorite right now with 14 touchdowns with one pick. But you also have Aaron Rodgers, 10 TDs, one pick. That's Josh Allen, 10 TDs, one pick. Aaron Rodgers, 9-0, and Patrick Mahomes, 9-0. And all of those teams are undefeated. So you got four quarterbacks just killing it right now in the league.
It's going to be really close. You know, I mean, it's early, but those three guys are going to bat. Well, I think Allen eventually fades, and it'll be Wilson Mahomes.
Who do the Drab Hawks take on this week? Week four?
Dolphins, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
There's four or five touchdown performance for Russ.
Hey, Cakes.
By the way, the NFC East is a combined 2-9-1, I believe.
Blech.
Right.
Think about that.
Cakes, how do I just want to bench a couple guys. How do you move the players on this stupid CBS thing?
Are you serious?
I swear to God. How do you do it? I'm on my team.
All right, listen to me, Ricky.
How do you move them?
Look at me.
It's so easy.
I think right now, because they're still doing the stats and everything and getting ready for week four to start, You can't move your guys around, I think, until later today or Wednesday.
Well, that's a flaw.
I'm just letting you know how that software works.
You see the edit column?
Yeah,
There's no blue arrow up and down.
Right.
So you can't move
the guys.
Once you see the blue arrow, then you're free to make your lineup.
I should be able to move my guys whenever I want. It's crazy.
Why do you care now?
Because I won't care later in the week.
It's Tuesday.
I'm 0-3. I'm close to quitting.
You know what you are?
Ricky,
you're done, Ski. Just give up.
You got to work the waiver wire. You got to improve your team. You can't.
I want to trade Aaron Rodgers, but these college kids, they don't care.
Hey, I have the world's worst 2-1 team in the Nats for Good League that I'm in. The worst 2-1 team of all time. Uh-huh. But I'm not punting. I'm going to go on the waiver wire and try to improve the squad.
Do you know that said that if I had played who my opponents played, I would be 2-0 going into this week?
What?
Yeah. In other words, if I played who my opponent this week played,
you've had bad matchups.
I'd be 2-0, right? But I guess played some beasts. Now I'm 3-0. Now I'm 0-3.
I'll tell you this: I'm never picking Joe Mixon in any draft ever. He stinks on 10 sheets of ice.
He doesn't do anything.
He's terrible. He's awful. He will never be on one of my rosters ever again. I can guarantee that going forward. He is the worst.
All right, I got to fix my
mic. I wish I was playing Bickle this week.
Yeah, you do. You wish you were playing him every week.
Oh, man, I got guys hurt. I got a guy on IR. I mean, this is ridiculous. Like,
terrible
in my starting lineup. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got Godwin hurt now. I don't like that at all.
I got three guys hurt. It's ridiculous.
Oh, well, you just keep battling.
Pickups, my friend. Pickups, free agents, trades.
Yeah.
You got to shake it up.
I need a trade. Anybody want Aaron Rodgers?
Float it out there.
Yeah. How do you do that? How do you float it out?
Oh, my God.
You know what? Come under my wing. I'm going to have to show
you. How do you float out a trade? Can I just say Aaron Rodgers is up for trade?
There's a message board? There's like a trading block. You can go and let the whole league know that Aaron Rodgers is available.
Okay, how do I
do that? Or you go, you offer a trade to a certain team.
It's too much effort to look through everybody's stuff.
Can I just say,
Aaron Rodgers is available. I need a receiver.
Yes, you can.
Of course, you can do that.
And you can say that, and the whole league will see it.
100%. It's called the trade block, Richard.
Yeah, I need. You need to school me on that.
Yes, I do, apparently. Yeah. You need some help.
All right, coming up next, we are going to play what Ron Rivera said about his starting quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, and whether or not he has the entire season to get better. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Columnist for TheFanDC.com. He's in the minority, definitely disagrees with us. He thinks that Ron Rivera not using timeouts at the end of the game is justified and the correct move. So we will talk to Rick at 7 about that. Mike Jones, NFL columnist for USA Today, joins us at 8 o'clock, and it is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. We have the best analysts in the business, joining us at 9 o'clock every Tuesday. Today, Sam Monson joins us. We'll talk about where Dwayne Haskins ranks in the PFF quarterback rankings. Here's a little teaser. It's not high.
I'm going to throw another teaser out. I'm guessing it's in the 30s. I'm just guessing.
And it might rhyme with past.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Ron Rivera gave his quarterback some tough love. Here's Ron talking about how the rest of the team is playing and how his quarterback's going to have to play.
Tell him I had a chance to talk to both Kenny and Scott about it, and they both felt that he was a little too fast coming off from one to the other. He's got to start with his progression a little bit better. And there were some mechanical issues that he's got to continue to work on and get better at. I mean, again, as I said, the thing that at some point is that he's going through this process. He's growing, he's developing, but we've got to continue to see positive growth. We can't see a regression. And the one thing he has to understand is there's a certain point where you're no longer a rookie. I mean, again, to me, he's still learning and growing, but there is a point where, hey, you know what? You should be being more positive with your plays.
Mm. Can you compare and contrast that with audio from what he said after the game? I don't know if you can find that, Valdez. I should have told you before, but that's a different tone. That's a totally different tone.
Post-game tone was, I'm sticking with my guy.
He's my guy. Well, I mean, he's totally later, different tone.
He talked to the coaches. They watched the film.
Yeah.
Initially he said, I'm not going to pull the plug on him because something like this happens. Yeah. And he said, in my opinion, he's barely through a rookie year right now in terms of being out there learning and growing. That's how he started. But now he says he doesn't want to hear anything that he's a rookie. And here's where he talks about a cutoff point.
Yes, there is. I mean, again, and you brought up the point, and it's a very good point, is that there are guys in that locker room that are playing well enough for us to win. And again, we have to make sure everybody is playing well enough to win at that point. And there is a cutoff point for me. There is.
Of course.
Can anybody follow up and ask him if the cutoff came in 3 weeks, whatever, are they going to Allen or are they going to Alex?
No, I don't know that. That's a great unknown. I'd actually like to see Alex at this point. What could he do? Whenever they pull the plug. Here's the problem with this situation is when we've been down this road 9 million times. We specialize in quarterback controversies here in D.C. And when a coach is already saying, oh, yeah, I have a line, you can only go so far, like, this is going to happen. Like, Dwayne Haskins is going to get benched. We're setting the table for it. It's just, it would just take a miracle at this point to turn it around.
Right, he'd have to have several good games in a row.
Yeah, I mean, he needs one. He needs one. Yeah. You know?
He still doesn't have a 300-yard game in his career.
No.
He needs to have a big number game, right? He hasn't had one game in his career where he's thrown for 3 touchdown passes.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, he just needs to show more. You know, yesterday we got a lot of people fired up because the four of us have different opinions on what should be done. Cakes believes give him the entire season. Jason seems to believe give him the entire season. Eric and I are for, look, if you have a bad game after bad game, you pull the plug.
At some point,
you go with somebody else.
Yeah.
Right?
That doesn't mean you can't try again later.
So many people, I can be convinced of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just say so many people are upset of the notion of benching Dwayne Haskins. My response to all of them was, the head coach said it. It's not stupid JP saying it. It's the head coach saying there's a cutoff point.
Well, it's just the reality. Look, it's the hardest job ever. It's not an indictment on Dwayne. It's the hardest job in the world is to be an elite, you know, a top quarterback in the NFL. There are like 10 guys that could do it in the world.
And I know you don't want to hear this, but this is a factor. The Cowboys are 1-2, tied for first place with the Washington football team.
You're grasping.
No, I'm telling you that the players in that locker room, the players on the team, and Ron Rivera are aware of where they are in the standings.
Yeah.
Okay? And if it continues, because the Cowboys, they could easily lose to the Browns. That's their next matchup, right?
Yep.
I mean, the division is so bad that they may be thinking, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, that if they had an Alex Smith playing quarterback in that game, they would have won it. And they may be thinking, hey, we're right in this thing. You could fast forward a week or two, and if we go with a quarterback who takes care of the ball, who can make the basic throws, do the basic reads, we'll be in a better position to earn a playoff berth. I'm just telling you, that is a factor into their thing.
Well, I think you're right. I think they certainly look at the look, Cakes, the division's 2-9-1.
I understand that the NFC Giants, is terrible.
The Giants have zero chance to win the division. The Eagles, I think, have zero chance to win the division. I think Washington, same thing, but that's not what the coaching staff thinks. They probably look at this
and
go, we can beat the
Giants. Inside those walls, they feel like that they have an outside shot at grabbing a playoff spot.
Yeah.
But I think that's wildly optimistic when, at this point, you're being led by a quarterback who can't lead you to wins. I just find that crazy talk.
Well, that's why they might bail.
Playoff bound.
That's why they might bail.
Right.
You know, because they're not – he's not interested.
Kyle Allen or Alex Smith are going to lead them to the playoffs? I find that far-fetched, too.
But they're just not interested in winning one game this year or two games. I mean, it just – that doesn't help anybody.
There's a good chance. Look, the Giants are going to lose this week. They play the Rams.
Yeah. Right? The Eagles go to San Francisco. They're going to lose.
Right. And the Cowboys could lose to the Browns.
I don't think the Cowboys are losing to the Browns.
That's maybe more of a toss-up, but I could see the Browns beating the Cowboys.
Here's the thing. Washington they play the Giants twice. Both teams are bad.
Yeah.
So, and I would say we have a better defense than they do. I don't know. Maybe if we make a switch at quarterback, we might be able to win those two games. Or maybe Dwayne could just win them.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's see what happens the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks are not going to be pretty. It's going to be gross. And
well, that's what
we're
I want to know.
Hearing Rivera like this, just wait until after we get smoked this week.
Yeah.
Get smoked. Then let's hear what he says.
And then get smoked next week by the Rams.
And then potentially get smoked again by the Rams. The only reason why I give us a little bit of a chance against the Rams is I am not a Jared Goff guy. I just don't get excited.
He's been good this year.
Played well against Buffalo.
That's fine. I think he's a big doofus.
Okay, are you an Aaron Donald guy?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's good. Yeah, of course.
How are they going to stop him?
No, I know, but the quarterback's the most important position. So, I mean, I scoff at Goff. I scoff at Goff. That should be my T-shirt.
That is a new T-shirt. That's a new T-shirt concept.
But Eric, if Ioannidis and Chase Young are both out for both of those games, which he probably will be.
It hurts.
Our
defense played okay last week without him. I mean, it hurts over the long term, but I think we could sneak a game or two without him.
Well, maybe the Giants, not those first, not the Ravens.
Look,
Rams.
I think that we're going to get smoked by the Ravens, and we'll probably lose the Rams.
Do you think McVay doesn't have something moving in his pants to come in and beat Dan Snyder at FedEx?
I'm sure he does.
I wonder if Ron, behind closed doors, has a game where he's targeting, because he probably figures, like we do, that they're going to lose the next two. I wonder if he's targeting that Giant game if Dwayne doesn't play.
I really think that's a big game. That Giant game is huge, because if he can't beat the Giants after they get smoked, then it's over. Mm-hmm. That's why I said I gave him three. I think I'm all over this.
I'm crazy. I think he makes it a minimum to the bye week. But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe
Liz
I'm
cakes.
Insane.
Well, you already
Vegas,
learned.
You heard him this week.
Cakes. Yeah, you learned that he's not going the whole season.
Oh,
you
yeah,
thought
I
it
learned.
Might be a whole season.
I took my
year.
I'm taking medicine on that.
Yeah. You already learned that.
You heard that tone.
This is what we don't know. We don't know what he says off the record.
Right.
So they might have already been out on Haskins before the season even started, but publicly they say the right things and they're giving him a chance.
Could be the case.
But behind the scenes, they might be like, this guy's a disaster with his fundamentals. This guy's a disaster with his reads.
Okay, Valdez, can we do it? Maybe we could do it after Rick. Can we just, I want to compare and contrast the comments after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then those comments again that, we you just played.
We can do it now real quick.
You can? Okay.
All right.
Well, the biggest thing is that I just got done talking to Dwayne and told him. I said, look, I told you I'm behind you and I'm gonna stick with you so you go out and play football. But, you know, he's just got to learn and understand, you know, you don't have to make the big play all the time. Plus, you've got guys that can make plays. So all you need to do is get the ball into their hands and let them go out and make plays.
And then play again. How about you let him play throw one the ball of the clips to, where he grills him?
Can you throw the ball to Antonio Gibson? I thought he caught a lot of balls in
Memphis. Better at. I mean, again, as I said, you know, the thing that at some point is that he's going through this process. He's growing. He's developing. But we've got to continue to see positive growth. We can't see a regression. And the one thing he has to understand is there's a certain point where you're no longer a rookie. I mean, again, to me, he's still learning and growing. But there is a point where, hey, you know what? You should be being more positive with your plays.
Mm-hmm. Started throwing in the butt, and there's a point, and there's a cutoff point.
That's just a 24-hour difference. That yeah. You know, that's just watching a film, talking to the guys. That's a totally different.
He might not make it past halftime tone. Of the Ravens game if it keeps going.
Yeah,
like this.
Yeah. What happens if he throws two picks and we're down 24-0? He's gonna trot him out there to start the third.
Yeah, but
yeah,
Cakes,
maybe not. Maybe
the Chiefs
not.
Had over 500 yards of offense. It's a perfect opportunity for Dwayne Haskins
right.
and the Washington football
right.
team.
You're just not going to see much better if you replace
You know what was
him.
A perfect opportunity? It was the Browns who were giving up like 300 yards a week in the air.
I understand. By the way, what if this is just a meta game for Ron Rivera that now we're focusing on Haskins when he just wanted the heat off of him not using his timeouts.
Maybe that.
So he figured people will quit asking me about timeouts if I start talking about the quarterback and the cutoff point.
He's silly at misdirection.
Timeouts, that's just bizarre. I want to hear Rick's defense of this.
All right, he will join us next, our pal Rick Snyder, columnist for thefandc.com. He defends Ron Rivera not using the timeouts the previous two games. We'll talk to him next as we hit the skins at 7 o'clock on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.